from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 6 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, a flood watch in effect for all 21 New Jersey counties today following days of heavy rain and high temperatures. Storms and showers will be widespread throughout the day today with rainfall amounts up to 4 inches possible across the state. Some areas possibly seeing up to 6 inches of rain. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow says things should taper off tonight. He'll have all the details coming up. An Ocean County father is accused of leaving his 2-year-old child alone in a hot car on a day of record-breaking heat.
On Tuesday, just after 3 p.m., a Lakewood officer outside the police department saw a small child alone in a nearby parked car. The vehicle was locked and not running. The officer rescued the 2-year-old, who was treated by first aid and taken to a local hospital before being released. Nearly half an hour after leaving, 34-year-old Simcha Feldman of Lakewood returned and was arrested. Police say he's charged with endangering the welfare of a child. 2 children from Lakewood have died in hot cars within the past year, a newborn last July and a 4-month-old in March. Erin Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
The gunman who shot and killed 4 people at a Manhattan office building Monday was sold the gun he used by a supervisor. CNN reports that Shane Tamora, a 27-year-old with a history of mental illness, was sold the M4 rifle by a supervisor of his at the Las Vegas casino he worked at for $1,400. New York City Mayor Eric Adams believes Tamora was targeting the NFL league office located in the building, but took the wrong elevator bank. A suicide note found on Tamora expressed hostility toward the NFL. Jersey Shore Mayor is concerned about the lack of federal funding for beach replenishment projects or getting a helping hand from Congressman Jeff Van Drew.
The Press of Atlantic City reports that Van Drew plans to meet with Jersey Shore mayors on August 26th to discuss the federal cuts. It's the first time in almost 30 years that no money has been earmarked to pump sand onto beaches to prevent erosion. The cuts come as rising seas and intensifying storms threaten entire towns along the Jersey Shore. According to the Press of Atlantic City, Van Drew is hoping to get the cuts restored for fiscal year 2026. Annette Petriccioni, New Jersey 101.5 News.
New Jersey 101.5 News time is 6:02. Fast traffic is next. New Jersey 101.5 News time 6:08. Now New Jersey 101.5 instant weather.
A flood watch has been issued for all 21 counties of New Jersey. Starting this afternoon, we're looking at widespread rainfall of 1 to 2 inches. That's pretty much a sure bet no matter where you are. The big concern here is that we see localized areas of 4 to 6 inches. That's a lot of water and would obviously cause some big problems. We do have a couple of isolated thunderstorms moving through Sussex County in North Jersey right now. But for the most part, this morning looks okay. Partial sunshine. Warm and very humid. Highs mainly in the 80s today. Scattered thunderstorms, widespread stuff will develop this afternoon. Gusty winds are possible at onset, but heavy rain and flooding will be the big concern this afternoon through this evening. Things will calm down around midnight tonight and humidity will start to drop. Lows in the upper 60s. A calmer day tomorrow. Still some lingering showers, especially along the coast. Clouds, breezy, much cooler tomorrow, only in the 70s. New Jersey weather made possible by Smart Carpet. Need new carpet or flooring? Shop at home and save with Smart Carpet and Flooring. Get free estimates, expert installation, and they'll even move your furniture. Call 1-800-526-RUGS or visit smartcarpet.com.
Right now, Somerville, 74 degrees. It's 76 in Asbury Park, Woodbury, 76. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood. Stay informed with New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.